Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. And a story by Bridget Ruthman in yesterday's Republican American. Christopher Hoyt, 18, of 2 West Cornwall Road in Sharon, was arraigned Wednesday in Torrington Superior Court on a charge of vehicular manslaughter. According to police reports, Hoyt was driving west towards his girlfriend's house, wearing a seatbelt when he lost control of a Jeep owned by his mother. It careened around a corner, rode up an embankment, overturned, trapping, and gravely injuring, eventually killing 18-year-old passenger Lucas Costco. A breath test later showed that Hoyt had blown an alcohol level of 0.11, well over the 0.08 legal limit to drive. He eventually admitted he drank 3 Budweiser beers that his friend had brought him while they were off-roading, according to police. Hoyt is free on $2,500 bond on a promise to appear at future court dates. We're calling all Vietnam veterans. You can meet at the Couch Pipe of VFW Post 6851 in North Canaan, Connecticut today at 1300 hours as they honor you on the official Vietnam Remembrance Day. All drinks and food on your fellow veterans. You can listen to your favorite musical artists and relax with fellow brothers and sisters. They salute all of you. Welcome home. Housatonic Helps Nebraska, care packages for humans and animals. Nebraska, of course, flooded and is in desperate need. You can make product donations from our list that we give you, or money for purchasing package items and paying shipping to Nebraska. They're looking for canned food, toilet papers, toothbrushes, Q-tips, disposable razors, hand sanitizers, paper towels, powdered drinks, batteries, clothing donations, combs, cat food, dog food, feed pans, down soap, big packing boxes. You can drop off boxes at the Ag Ed doors and main school doors at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Stop and shop in Canaan, LeBond's in Salisbury, and Tractor Supply in Amenia. If you want more information, contact Maggie Baldwin, Housatonic Valley FFA President, at 860-307-1455. The Arts One Region Fund, proud to offer scholarships for summer study in the arts through Susan Filman Memorial Scholarship for the Arts, including dance, music, theater, visual arts, writing, photography, and graphic arts. Students in pre-K through grade 12 are eligible for assistance, which typically ranges from $100 to $1,000, depending on the cost of the program, age of the student, and commitment to a particular form. Applications can be found via Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, info at berkshiretaconic.org. The deadline for applications is May 1st. Contact the Berkshire Community Foundation directly with questions at 413-229-0370 or Linda Pepe at 860-824-5774. The Falls Village Children's Theater presents Irving Berlin's Annie, Get Your Gun, Friday the 29th, Saturday the 30th, and Sunday the 31st at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village, Connecticut. More information and tickets on the web, fvct.org. The music director is Michael Berkeley. The Norfolk Lions Club holding its annual pancake breakfast on Saturday from 8 until 10:30 at the Boutel School. Pancakes, eggs, bacon, and more, $6 per adult, $3 for kids under 12 years old. Proceeds benefit scholarships for local students. The Town of Dover Recreation Department is holding an informational meeting on Saturday discussing the summer production of The Addams Family. They'll meet at 10 a.m. at the Recreation Office at Boyce Park. The 6-week program is open to any student age 7 to 18. The most used four-letter word in history lately is wall. That's right. David Fry's book, Walls, A History of Civilization in Blood and Brick, was not created because of the current controversy over the border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Fry is an author and historian who teaches ancient and medieval history at Eastern Connecticut State University. He'll speak about his book, Wall, March 30th, 11 a.m. at Noble Horizons. Earth Scroll Open House, an indoor walking tour through the seasons, hosted by the Taconic Grange No. 100. Donations to the Grange are accepted but not required. Deborah Tyler, farmer, artist, and earth justice advocate in Granger. Deborah's 50-foot Earth Scroll is a multi-faith, globally-based block and leaf print chronicling the solar seasons, signs of the zodiac, rising and falling tides in accordance with the lunar phases. phrenology in the natural world and numerous belief systems, and calligraphy in Hebrew, Greek, Arabic, and Chinese. It'll be at the Grange Hall, Dunbar Road in Sharon, Connecticut this Saturday, 1 until 3 p.m. Refreshments will be locally sourced, including fair trade organic coffee roasted in Goshen by Coffee, Tea, and etc., Ellsworth Hill Farm Cider, Bantam Bread, and Arusa Farm Cheese. Kent Memorial Library and the Kent Garden Club co-sponsoring a talk on gardening. Local gardening expert Karen Mussolini will present Eco-Friendly Garden Coach Problem-Solving Brainstorm March 30th at 2 p.m. in Town Hall. The talk is open to the public. $5 donation fee will be collected at the door to benefit Kent Memorial Library and the Kent Garden Club. In addition, attendees are asked to bring a packet of seeds for the Kent Seed Library and a chance to win a book photographed by Mussolini. Registration is requested by calling 860-927-3761 or the online calendar at kentmemoriallibrary.org. Taste of the Country fundraiser, wine and beer tasting to support the Housatonic Valley Regional High School International Travel Club and their trip to Europe this summer. Taste wine and beers from local distributors, enter to win raffle tickets while eating complimentary food. It'll be at Lion Rock Farm on 30 Hosier Road in Sharon, Connecticut on March 30th from 3 until 6 p.m. $40 per ticket. You can purchase tickets online at tasteofthecountry.brownpapertickets.com. And the Interlaken Inn is hosting another Sunday Brunch Benefit Brunch. The Sunday Brunch this coming Sunday benefits Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. It's at the Interlaken this Sunday between 11 and 1. Adults $19.95 per person. Children 10 and under 10, under 4, are free when accompanied by adults. More information at 860-435-0816 or email jgeiger@salisburyvna.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 91.87 to 25,717.46 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7669.17 and the S&P 500 at 2815.44. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.